I thought you said that. You've got to get it together. You know, I've come all this way. That's it. Well, well, yeah, okay. I might look like a tramp, but don't write me off. Because I'll have you all know that I was once a top. At least my hair's all mine, my teeth are my own. But everything else is on a permanent. Having a good time?
I'm not like everybody else.
gonna be good to me tonight?
Yeah.
You're gonna be by your barbecues later?
Yeah.
Remember, I don't eat meat, but I'll still come anyway.
Yeah.
I've got a new album out. Yes, my new album has finally been released. Do you like the jacket? Should I change my jacket? I'll wear it later, I think. This is the song from the album. The album's called Other People's Lives, but ironically, it has a strange resonance with my own life. It's great to be back in Chicago. It's really great to be here. This is a song about a man coming to terms with life, as we all do, from teenagers onwards, from the cradle to the grave. We go through this story over and over again. It's a song called After the Fall. To the heavens and a vision appeared. I cried out, can you help? It replied, not at all. After the fall is over, you will be on your own. Gotta have direction. After the deals are done, you gotta ask yourself the question. Ask yourself why you go through it all. When morality kicks in, who will catch you when you fall? I'm a sinner waiting at the traveler's rest, seeking refuge from the storm, and I'm a grateful guest. Then a prophet cries out in high platitudes, smile and say, hey, I was just passing through. Then an angel says, wait, we'll tell you when to move. Even at the gates of heaven, I've been waiting in the queue. Seems like I'm falling upwards into the great wide blue. The way we come in, yeah, that's the way we're gonna go. In a disco, he's really special. Reminds me of you. Now you can mix in those swinging circles, single bars and gay cafes. Pick up lines from impressed young schoolgirls and think what's really about me. That's all she wrote. On the back of an old brown envelope, a few killer lines to get my goat. That's all she wrote. Did you ever really love me? Did you ever really care? Now you're free to live your fantasy, and I'm not.
goodbye letter. It's over for us to tell you the truth. I've met this person in a disco. It's really special, reminds me of you. Now you're free to be a new man. Be chauvinistic, that's your way. Now you're free to make your play. But I've been a Australian bombing. That's all she wrote. Yeah, I'm gonna take off my jacket. Thank you, it's the summertime, right? In summertime. I'm wearing this jacket for the England, the black jacket, ladies and gentlemen, because the England soccer team got knocked out of the World Cup. Yeah. I'm going to say it again. The English soccer team got knocked out of the World Cup. You don't mean it, do you? I mean, you're all individuals, aren't you? I like that. Before we do more songs from the Other People's Lives. I'm really proud of the Other People's Lives record. It took 7 years to make. Three of them were in hospital. One was in a hospital because I was injured in an accident. And the other 2 years were spent in an asylum where I was mixing. I'm kidding. You should know me by now. Anyway, we're going to do some songs. Before we do some songs from the new record, I'm going to do a song I did on an album called Muswell Hillbillies. Okay. The song explains a little bit about philosophy where I come from. I was born in a welfare state, ruled by bureaucracy, controlled by civil servants and people dressed in grey. Got no privacy, got no liberty, because the 20th century people took it all away from. says she can't understand me. She can't see my motivation. Just give me some security. I'm a paranoid inside product of the 20th century. You keep all of your smart modern writers. You give me William Shakespeare. Thanks, y'all. What about a great band? Here's my great band over here. The other people. I've got a new guitar. If it plays it right, if it plays well tonight, they give it to me for nothing. Try this guitar. See what it's like. Does it suck or what? Gonna do a couple of songs from the new record here on this funny, this guitar. But I gotta be assisted by my wonderful backup band. Let's hear it for the great backup band I got with me. And lovely Karen's gonna come up and sing some parts. Replace my brother, Dave Davis. Let's hear it for Karen over here. This song is called Over My Head, and I don't know why I wrote this, but it means a lot to me now. Okay, and I want you all to join in with this one. Every day is a day at a time, step by step. Took a fall, hit a wall, reached a new depth. Count to ten, focus in, take a deep breath. In a world that's forced to break, questioning me. Are you ill? Are you well? Do you like being free? Didn't know you were close to breaking, so you thought it should end. Left it all for a new location, so you could start up again. So keep smiling until then. See my life in perspective. Tomorrow I'll be back in the race. Till then, little ending. So let all the anger pass me by. Yeah. Let's hear it for the, the people are throwing plates here. Sleepwalker, you want to hear Sleepwalker?
Yeah.
You want to hear Come Dancing?
Yeah.
Wow. You want to hear All Day and All the Night? Sunset, Hollywood Boulevard. This is a song I want to dedicate this to XRT, who put this show on for us tonight. And really, it was really great driving into Chicago the other day. Yes, here for them, yeah, for the station, yeah. You know, and it made me realize that this album, Other People's Lives, is about running away from something. I don't know what it is, the haunted people in the world, we all run away. But you know, there's, you can't run away from your back catalogue, and they keep playing it and playing it. This is the song, though, I want everyone to sing. I love singing this song. I don't know why I wrote this. I don't know why it's on the album. I just love singing it, because it's a tribute to a lot of records I really loved, particularly American records from Detroit and places like that. It's a song called Run Away From Time. I want everyone to join in, clap their hands, and join in the spirit. It's got a great chorus. end your life. Living in denial. Think the world owes you. Walk around the streets night after night thinking to yourself, why? Why can't things be the way I want them to be? Why can't I be a better person? I want to be a better person, don't you? You go out night after night, drink after drink. You're living in denial. You wake up one morning, look at yourself in your face, and you think to yourself, God, what will I become? It's got to get better than this. Things are gonna change. This is the morning after. When reality bites, the morality kicks in. So those damaged limitations. I'll get up, I bloody well will. You look around for which way to go, the way you're gonna turn. You know you feel shite, the air bites. Oh, will I ever learn? Your ears deaf, your girls left, never to return. But it's the morning after, all that went before. You know the barrier we cross, somewhere between heaven and hell, but the world would never change. So we just crawl outside, look outside for ourselves. I will, my brother, well, things are gonna change. A nice day in Chicago. The sun has been shining. They predicted heavy weather. I'm going to do a song for you now that I actually can't remember when I wrote this song. It's a song I used to play with my band, The Kinks. They were... Yeah, let's hear it for them, man. You're going to hear it. Okay, that's enough. And particularly appropriate on this afternoon. If you know this song, please join in and sing along. It's really quite a quaint little ditty for you. Mm-hmm. taken all my dough, left me in my stately home, lazing on the sunny afternoon. And I can't sell my yacht, taken everything I've got.
Come on.
All I've got's a sunny afternoon.
Save me, come on.
Not true. Now I'm standing here, sipping at my ice cold beer, listening on the sunny afternoon.
Help me, help me, help me.
A song for you now that wasn't expected. Oh. How you doing? You know what? You've been a great audience tonight. I'd like to do a song that was made famous by my brother on guitar. My brother Dave Death of a Clown Davis. When we started out, we were just a couple of honkies from North London, didn't know what we were doing. I thought I was writing a blues song, but actually it wasn't. It was just a North London classic, I guess. We didn't know what we were doing. When we first performed this song live, my brother was 16 years old. I was 45, but never mind. Anyway, I've stayed the same age. He's just got older, but... It's a song really I want to dedicate to all the people who like to rock out, and this is really particularly in this part of America where the Kinks, it was like the hotbed of Kinks Kingdom. And I sing this song with absolute pride. It's a song written with my brother and I on guitar. It's called All Day and All of the Night, yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey. When I started doing the album Other People's Lives, I came to America, I left England. I thought I'd come and stay in America and find out what this wonderful culture you've developed called rock and roll is all about. And it is great. Give yourselves a round of applause. You've done a great job. More! I went on a holiday. Well, I went to the Mississippi, where they say it all works and where it comes from. And I wrote this song in New Orleans on holiday. It's a song that turned out to be very, very, very much to predict my future. It's a song called The Tourist, and it's got a kind of a catchy backbeat to it. Yeah. And my wonderful band. Let's hear it from my wonderful band over here. Yeah. That kind of Garrison Keillor feeling. This is called The Tourist.
With my
just another tourist walking round the slums, having lots of fun with all my tourist buddies. And everywhere I go all over the world, everywhere I go, I take my little recorder and I record the environment where I am. Whether it's Paris, Berlin, London, Northern Ireland, New York, Chicago, and New Orleans. Everywhere I go, I record it, you know, and everything merges after a while. It sounds very, very familiar. And it goes like this.
Yeah.
let's do it together, shall we? Shall we? Well, baby, I feel good. The band to you, my magnificent Other People band. Let's hear it for Mark Johns on the guitar, man made all those noises. On the bass, all the way from the northwest of England, Big Dick Nolan on the bass. Did you hear that? Yeah. On the drums, he comes from North Devon. Ha ha, Jim Ladd. The home of Long John Silver. Please let's hear it for Mr. Universe himself, Toby Barron on the drums. This is where it gets weird. I met this guy in a little island resort in north of Scandinavia. He's come along to play keyboards for me, and he's a great guy. Let's hear it from Gothenburg in Sweden. Let's hear it for Gunnar Frick. Gunnar Frick on the keyboard. You know, I can't do any of these sort of songs like Till the End of the Day without mentioning my band, The Kinks, one of the best people, bunch of people I work with. No disrespect, but let's hear it for The Kinks. Yeah, come on. And of course, I can't go without mentioning my baby brother, Dave Davis. He was a great... And this is a song I wrote for Dave a long time ago. It was on an album called Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round. It's a song about somebody leaving home. As I said, when we had our first number one record, Dave was 16, 17 years old. And he got kind of cocky in the early days. This was a song about warning someone not to be too overconfident because you're only a kid at heart. We're all ordinary people. It's a song for Dave to sing, but unfortunately Dave can't be here tonight. So Karen's going to come on and sing Dave's part for me. Okay, Karen, all the way from Gothenburg. Karen. It's a song. She looks a bit like Dave, doesn't she? It's a song called A Long Way From Home. A
You've come a long way from the runny nose, scruffy kid I knew. You had such good ways, I can remember the little things that always made you smile. They made you happy. Now you think you're wiser because you're older, and you sing.
It's pretty appropriate today. It's another song from other people's lives. It's a song about escape. Like I said, you can run away from your responsibilities. You can even run away from your back catalogue. You cannot run away from yourself on the getaway, the lonesome train, inspired by all the great American folk people. Lead Belly, Big Bill Brunsey, is called The Getaway Lonesome Train. Sidewalk, someone like you.
risk could they take? So don't hesitate, for so unexpectedly it might hit you on a sunny afternoon. Without a warning, there's a thought that just comes over you. And there's a shadow on the sidewalk, someone like you.
Day Set Me Free, all those songs, all the great catalogue songs. There's one song, I guess, somewhere from where there's truly no escape. When I actually came home, early days of the Kinks on the road, we needed to get a hit record really quickly. I went back into my parents' house, I got on the little upright piano and I wrote this little tune. It went, girl, you really got me going, you got me so I don't know what I'm doing. My brother Dave came in from the kitchen where he was having dinner with the rest of the family. He said, what the? What is that song? I said, well, it's a song I've been writing. I thought it was a Big Bill Brunsey song or something like that, or a Leadbelly song. But it turned out to be one of ours.
And he said, well, I'm going to get my guitar. Dave got his guitar. Yeah, sounded like that, right? Yeah. And he said, what comes next? I said, well, he goes, yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't see bad now. I said, yeah. What happens after that? I said, well, I think we're going to take it up a tone. He went, oh, yeah. You really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. He said, where's the chorus? Where's the chorus? I said, the chorus is coming. It goes out here. It went, oh, yeah. You really got me now. You got me so I can't see bad now. Went into the recording studio. Dave had a little green amplifier plugged into a Vox AC30. Turned the volume up to 11. It sounded really, really loud. You know how everyone knows how the record sounded, but in my head, I always wanted it to sound like this. But at that session, Dave turned into the studio, turned up his volume, and played the Kinks into rock and roll history. Don't ever set me free. I always wanna be by your side.